What's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Gamecast. I am one of your hosts, Kenny, and with me is Tess.
Hello, everybody.
And we have an awesome show for you today, talking about crunch on both sides of the fence. And what that means is we're talking about, you know, I was hesitant to talk about this because I'm tired of hearing about Cyberpunk 2077. I'm just tired, but it actually fits into our theme today, just talking about crunch and like how people are kind of treated behind the scenes that deliver the content that we like, and also how companies just kind of get away with everything as long as they make something people like. So first, let's before we talk about Cyberpunk, because again, there's been enough discourse about that. Let's talk about a recent article I saw. I want to say it went up today on Vice by Patrick Kelpick. I think that's how you pronounce his name. It's K-L-E-P-E-K. Awesome dude. He writes really, really great articles. And he breaks stories like this. But basically, there is a company, a YouTube company. I believe it's just YouTube. I don't think they have any like a written side, but called Game Explain, where multiple people spoke out about how working there was not healthy. They talked about how, and for those who don't know, it's one of the most popular news analyst channels on YouTube for Nintendo fans, especially for Nintendo fans. And so apparently these people who were working there were saying that they were severely overworked and underpaid. And
sounds like my life.
I know, right? The biggest example, I mean, there's a lot. You can go to Vice and check it out. But there's one example I wanted to kind of highlight was a person who was writing, you know, working for Game Explain and who had was going to review Final Fantasy VII. This person... Paulson Bowling, I believe his name is. He had written a Final Fantasy VII remake review over the course of 48 hours. During that time, he didn't sleep. He didn't shower. His wife brought him food and basically allowed him to play as long as possible to kind of write, you know, write what he could. And the reason this was so intense was because he had gotten the code on that Friday, I want to say, and it was supposed to go up on Monday. And when I mean go up, I don't mean just written. It needed to be, you know, a written script of the review, and then he would make a video of it because it's YouTube, so it's a video review. And if, for anybody who's done that before, you know how tiring and taxing that can be, where you have to cut things, put in, you know, audio here or there, pull stuff from the game and you know, work it in or whatever so it looks, you know, cool. Like, people are watching it. Excuse me. So, like, you can't just have, you know, this game is cool because of blah, 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 and then have nothing to show for it. Like, you have to have it so that, you know what I mean? So you have to chop up a lot of stuff and do a lot of editing before you upload it. And he was saying that, you know, he didn't like it. What he had written was a jumbled mess, and another editor had to come in and kind of clean it up for him because he couldn't really stay awake. And when he finally got the video up, Square Enix apparently flagged it because they weren't sure on whether or not if it was a like an influencer type video where you would have to put a disclosure like, hey, we got paid by Square Enix, or if it was like on a more journalistic side where it's a review. And so it was taken down for 2 days, and he was like, he broke down and started crying because all that time he put in, and they could have gave him extra days basically since he got taken down. And
I'm never gonna get 2 days back,
right? You know what I mean? And like, at that point his wife was like, you need to leave. And it was like that for, you know, a number of people, which is why I'm so adamant when it comes to just how people who are in this field are treated by the fans, treated by editors. There's so much, like, even people who don't know that they're doing it. There's just so much mess involved with this, from editors who are taking advantage of freelancers because they want to be in this industry and they think that we
Yeah.
have to do these things because that's just how it is. Not paying them a whole lot because, you know, someone else will do it for cheaper because
Right,
then, you know, their
exactly.
name will be in, you know, in light, in glamour
Yeah.
and all this other stuff. And then the idea that it's expected, like this idea that you're supposed to just play and play and play and play and play, and then you know, send out all these articles in a very short time, and then still be cognizant to do anything else that you need to do
Right,
during the
yeah.
day is ridiculous. And so when someone writes a review of a game that's like a 60-hour game and they got it like 2 days ago, and they get harassed by fans because of it, like during the whole Cyberpunk fiasco, it's disturbing and extremely unhealthy. Like, you're getting it from both ends, is what I'm saying. The editors don't have your back. They're, you know, you're kind of forced. If you're not forced, you're encouraged to overwork yourself. You're not paid very well for it. And then on the flip
No.
side, when you finally get the whatever it is, the content out there, you have people that are sending death threats over it.
That's insane.
It's not healthy at all. And it's sad. It's sad that it's so prevalent throughout this industry. I'm pretty sure it's in other places too, whether it's movies or, you know, TV shows. I've experienced a little bit of that myself, being that I've written for, you know, multiple outlets. But I'm in a place where I don't have to do that, so it's slightly different. But I've done that. I've done that with my own stuff. Not, I haven't, I've never forced anyone to do that, but I've done it myself. Like, I've gotten a game. Typically, what happens is I'll get a review copy of something, and there was a game that I asked for like months ago that I was told no to. And then all of a sudden, a few days before launch, they're like, psych, just, you know, we lied. Here's a review copy. And I'm like, oh, crap. Now I have two games that I have to finish, you know, pretty quickly. I remember a few years ago, this was like, I think when my second daughter was born, I had reviewed like five games in 1 month. And it got to the point, like, lack of sleep from, you know, from her, you know, being born, and then lack of sleep,
Being born.
you know, that was a big deal. That was, you know, and not to say that my wife was snoozing the whole time. She didn't sleep either, but like,
No.
not sleeping then, and then also writing and writing and writing for my site was like, I end up going to the hospital. You know, I thought I was having a heart attack, and they did all these tests and everything, and they couldn't find anything. They was like, my heart's fine. But what one of the doctors told me was like, you know, how have you been? Like, have you been stressed? And I was like, have I? But it's, I wanted to kind of like share because it's not a lot of people are talking about it, or when they do talk about it, it's like small instances, like, ooh, this site over here is bad, and ooh, this site over here, and it's like, no, this is like an industry-wide thing. We are underpaid and overworked by a lot, and we don't. You know, I want to let people know, like, you don't deserve that. You're gonna have to work at stuff, obviously, but you shouldn't have to put yourself in an unhealthy state mentally, especially nowadays with the pandemic and not being able to see people and go outside like you want, and the craziness that's happening in the Capitol. Putting all that on your mental is just not healthy. It's just,
No,
it's
it's
really not.
not.
And that's in
That's
any
not.
field.
Yes, this is true. That isn't any field. Where does the money go? I really want to know. I mean, like, we all know how much games cost, right? We know how much DLCs are. Just like all of that stuff, right? And I just keep thinking of all of the moving parts and the moving people that are involved in, making the gaming industry work. And I'm like, for all of the reviewers, the writers, and the testers and stuff, where it's just like, man, you will work 100-hour weeks or whatnot, and then you kind of look at it at the end of the day, there's almost no amount of money that really compensates you for that if you're not able to live a normal life. It's at the end
Yeah.
of the day where you could make a decent amount of money or get overtime or whatnot, but you've honestly just lost 6 months of your life. And some people just lose their life, like what we talked about several months ago
Right.
about the crunch that was happening. and how, you know, there was that person who committed suicide and everything like that. So the other question I'm really saying is, like, where is the money going? If
I mean,
the money is not really going to
it's,
the
like you were
writers.
saying, it's the same thing with, and we're gonna get to the development side in a second, but
Yeah.
like, there's some of it is the idea of, I can't speak for the bigger sites. I know for sites like mine, or sites that make a little bit of money, instead of doing things that, I'll just say what I did. We decided early on that we weren't necessarily looking to pay each other. We were working, we were writing for another site. That site went down. We got together. It was like, let's form us, like let's do our own thing. And so I was like, well, I'll foot the bill, and we will do our thing until we make a profit. And we did that for years. And then that was before I was freelancing. But what other sites kind of do is kind of be like, we'll hire you and we'll have you do a ton of stuff, but you only get paid, you get paid crumbs. And it's not necessarily because they want to be, they're evil or, and they're hoarding money. It's just that it's hard to make money in this business with so many people doing it, with so many people writing all at the same time. It's people, their attention is being pulled left and right. Ad revenue is down, especially this year or last year, because people aren't buying stuff like they. I mean, people, don't get me twisted. Like, Amazon made a ton of money last year,
They sure did,
but
and
it
they still make it more. And I hate Amazon, and I will continue to say that over and over and over again that I hate Amazon, and I'll never advertise for you.
right. This is not an advertisement at Amazon. But yeah, like they made a lot of money because of the things that were being bought. But it's in terms of like the advertisement you would see on websites, advertising for like a new game or something like that, that is down. There's some games are going to sell regardless. The Last of Us 2 sold crazy. Like, that's going to happen. But there was this immediate like rush of sales early on that kind of tapered off because people are like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to like pay rent like in a little while, and so advertisements and all that, what's a click worth has gone down. So it makes it more difficult. And then the fact that, Facebook was lying about their impressions and everybody was, switching to video when they didn't need to. There's a lot, right? But the bigger websites, no, they make a ton of money. Like, they're owned by bigger corporations and they make a lot of money, but they still pay a certain way because I don't want to say they're all like bad at this, but like they have staffed people and then they're like, freelancers, we can give them this. And then some of them are like, no, we're just gonna hoard the money. And it's not cool. So I can't speak on, I know what I've been paid and what I've been okay with being paid. And different sites can afford certain things, but some of them aren't as upfront with it. And they'll say, hey, like for instance, I'll speak to IGN. I've been writing for them for a while. I had a article, like some editor pitched me an article, was like, can we get you to write this? He was like, I need it like tomorrow. And I was like, ooh. And the topic was great. The topic was great, but I was like, ooh. And he was like, I'm gonna pay you more though. And I was like, okay. And that was respectable. Granted, I don't think he should have told me at that point. Like, but it turned into be one of my biggest articles, like, period. But the fact that he was able to be like, you know what, I know this is horrible timing. It just kind of, it crossed our desk and I thought of you, so I wanted to, send it your way. But let me at least pay you more. A lot of people aren't doing that. And a lot of freelancers aren't negotiating more pay because they feel like, oh, this is a trial by fire. Like, if I do this long enough, I'm going to get picked up and be a full-time writer. I'm going to be an editor. Because there's some, we talked about before, there's some editors that make a lot of money. And so you feel like you just have to do this. And you don't.
And you don't. And that's the scary part because a lot of people, don't know what necessarily are worth and we're willing to take whatever. And
Right.
sometimes the fears, we make decisions out of fear because of all kinds of stuff, but one of the fears is that it's not just like, oh, let me do this and make a name for myself, or you know, da da da, or let's take this low money. It's like if you do demand what you believe you're worth, somebody will pass you up and go to someone else and go to the cheaper person. You're like, no, I really needed this. I really wanted this. And that's why people can't negotiate raises. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and it's like, man, just the and there's always there's that other side of it, right? This actually bugs me with when it comes to art related things. Being an illustrator, there's always someone who's like, there's this thing that happens where if you go on like Facebook and if you do anything with gaming, there'll be a advertisement for a company that does logos, but their logos are like $15. And it drives me insane because there are people, the craft is worth more than $15. Like what it takes to make a good brand, what it takes to make a good logo, the mental energy that you burn, the time that you put into creating something new for each individual person, it's worth money. And these companies are like, ah, oh, just give them this for $25, and they look kind of decent. I'm not saying that they're bad, but it's like, it's not the amount of effort put in, and it makes it seem like if I say I'm gonna put a low number, let's say I charge you for $100 for a logo, they're like $100, but this guy charges 15, and I'm like, yeah, but he's trash and he's not valuing his time like everybody else. Like, and then there's, or the idea that like I could do this logo and turn it around to you in like 48 hours. It's not because it's easy, it's because I've worked long enough to be able to do it. I'm that good. Like, do you like what it is? Like, then pay me what you said you were gonna pay me. Like, it's this fight that people have where you want everyone to be paid fairly, but then there's people who are like, I'll just take the crumbs because that's what they're giving, and then the other, editors or whoever your client or whoever are like, you know what? This dude is gonna he's gonna give me blah 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 for much less. I'll just pay him much less and not work with you. And it's like, dang it, man! Like you're hurting us all.
We're not all succeeding here.
Not at all. Goodness, it's just man, and so. There's some things that people are trying to do. I know Kotaku has this thing where, like, if you spent, like, let's say you spent a weekend, mind you, this is all off the clock. So, like, if you're reviewing a game and you're a staff, because it's not better for staff either. If you're reviewing a game and you're a staffer, you play the game at home. You don't play it at the office. The office is for writing, collaborating, things of that nature. You're at home, so that's like overtime, even though it's not paid. And so what Kotaku was doing was like, you know what? Well, you'll take the next few days off, and it's paid by us, and it doesn't cut into your vacation time. And while I think that's a rather large band-aid to what's going on, I do give them credit for that because some people are like, nope, it's Monday, get it together. Like but it's very stressful. The thing that we do. Writing in general can be stressful, but like having these embargoes or like deadlines that are, the next few hours just got to go up is rough. It's really rough. And this was in the newspaper too. And back when newspapers were really, really big, and it's
Back when newspapers were really, really big. Yeah, I remember
yeah. Do paper boys exist anymore?
that. You know what? They do, because I've seen them. They literally do, but they're really bad now. Like, even though they have less papers to deliver, they're really bad. And a lot of times they're not paper boys. They're not like, 12-year-old boys on a little paper route. They're typically the parent, the mom driving the younger person around.
Wow.
And then they're so bad, like they don't even care to make sure that the paper gets to where it's supposed to go. Like the paper will end up on top of your car. It doesn't get to where it needs to go.
Ha.
And then the papers for apartments, obviously, since I've lived in apartments for a while now, like they just bring a whole stack, like not a stack, sorry, but like you know how they come in bags.
Right.
So they basically got the bags and then they just bring them and then they just drop them in the front. They don't deliver them to your apartment. They just drop them in the front door Like if you were just walking in off the street to an apartment building, there's just bags of papers just sitting there.
So you have to like scavenge through them and like find
Yeah,
which one's
figure out which
yours?
one is yours because they still do write the apartment numbers on them.
That's
But they
crazy.
don't, it's crazy. They don't make any effort to get them inside. Sometimes, like, I used to be like, at least they made it into the first set of doors because, like, there's been times where they just leave them outside because they don't think the door opens because it's a new person on the route. And it's like, what is so hard about this?
I mean, I get it in the sense of like, especially nowadays, you don't want to, social distancing and all that. And I understand not necessarily going to each apartment, I mean, especially if it's like a really big building or whatever. But at very least, could you leave it with someone at the front desk who maybe like a ring someone and be like, yo, your paper's downstairs? Because, like,
The
there's the
problem
problem.
is,
There's the problem with
yeah.
people like, there was a problem when we were living in apartments where like their paper would be at your doorstep and your neighbor would grab it before you did and run
Oh my God.
away. So you can
Yes.
imagine if it's like a just a bunch of papers in the middle of the floor somewhere. Like people who are taking them don't they didn't buy the newspaper.
No, and they're so happy because the neighbors, they're like, wait, I don't have to pay for this. Okay, so this happened to me in my old place. Oh, my old place where I kept having to go to the front desk and I was talking to management. I said, somebody's stealing my paper insert because I kept getting my paper without the inserts. I was like, the only reason why I buy the paper is for the coupon. Okay. I'm like, I'm trying to make my money back. If a paper costs me $2 and the inserts will save me money, okay, like I can coupon here. If I get to save $1 on L'Oreal mascara, that's half of my paper cost. All right.
Yeah,
I just need
man.
to know that I'm saving money in the long run of investing this $2 per week into this newspaper. Plus, I'm also helping the speech, the freedom fighters of the Washington Post, by hidden agendas. But I'm like, for crying out loud. And then I realized that what they were doing was they were delivering the insert on a different day. So I was getting the
Oh,
Sunday
wow.
paper. And so they were delivering the paper on Saturdays. And they started delivering the inserts on Sundays.
Wow, see
Where
you accusing people and don't even
I didn't know this because I was never informed of this.
Right.
And I was like, nobody told me that I was supposed to be getting my Sunday paper on Saturday. And then because I was used to getting the paper at 3 a.m. Like, not okay, I'm sorry, I'm exaggerating. The paper doesn't come at 3 a.m., it comes at 6. You'll hear it hit your door, especially if you lived in a studio like I did back then before I upgraded to my new life of 2 bedrooms and 2 baths.
Word.
So, anywho,
Moving on up.
I'm sitting there, there's my paper, it's on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
And then randomly, I would get the insert on Sunday, just for some random time. And I was like, okay, this is funny. I opened my door and I'm like, thanks to whoever gave me my insert after stealing it. I'm like, okay, totally believing that I'm getting punked by one of my neighbors. And then I discovered after several weeks that it was the insert being delivered on a separate day.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, I felt kind of dumb.
Well, that is okay. At least you got your insert. That's the important part right there.
Coupon. I blocked up some grocery lines too while I was extreme couponing.
Couponing is awesome. Like and circling back around to freelancing, like that is helpful, especially with how they're doing. I don't know how far it's gotten, or if it's because I know they had a bill that was going to be passed in LA where, or California rather, where you could only freelance at a certain gig for however long because they want to mark you as a full-time employee, and companies would just be like, you know what, we can't do that because we can't afford you, so we're just going to stop, hiring you for stuff. And I know they, a lot of people fought back about it because some people just live strictly on freelancing. And so I'm not sure where it is exactly, but that's similar. Like I've some of my peers are like, I need those coupons. I need that because I'm not getting paid enough over here. It's like, teachers, but not the same at all, I guess. But anyways, basically they're underpaid is my point.
Yeah,
Speaking of
true.
people who are underpaid or possibly
Me.
paid,
Me.
You work way too much. Like, I'd be like, dang, breaking the fourth wall a little bit. We were, gonna be podcasting. It's like, I'm on my way. You'd be like, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm like, yo.
I know, and you want to know what the worst thing is, okay? Again, breaking the fourth wall, we record on Thursdays. We tell you guys this a lot. But one of the things about Thursdays that really gets me at work is that part of my day on Thursday is not spent just on, like resident stuff
Right.
and tools and things. Actually spent on contractors. And so we have this contractor that always comes in on Thursdays to do work. And a like part of my day goes to that. And it's not like part of, the biggest chunk of my 8-hour day, but if I spend an hour, dealing with the contractor and then fallout from that, it takes away my day. It's not just doing leasing and it's not just dealing with resident issues or events or whatnot. It's literally dealing with this contractor. And then after that contractor does whatever he needs to do, I then have to do the back end part. I have to contact each resident that the contractor visited. And it's typically on Thursdays. And that's why Thursdays always end up running over for me because I realize that I'm like, dang, Thursday is the one night. And I've said this at work before. I'm like, Thursday is the night that I need to get home at a decent time so I can prepare for this. And I end up working late every Thursday. And I realize it today. I'm like, because I spend minimum of 2 hours dealing with the contractor stuff. Today I was putting in work orders and sending emails in regards to what the contractor had to do. And I'm like, it pushes me back, especially when I'm sitting here asking maintenance to do it, and then they turn around and make me do it. So
Yeah.
yeah, I do work a lot, and yeah, I need to get a life.
You know what?
Oh.
I'm not gonna say I do want to make it known that we're not saying it's horrible to have a job. That's not what I'm
No.
saying. We know a lot of
No.
people don't have a job right now because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
However, being overworked is not cool.
No.
In a sense that like you will burn out and it might lead
Yeah.
to some really, really negative things if you're not careful. And
Yeah.
like I said, I ended up in the hospital. So
Yeah.
another, I guess, bit of burnout is coming from CD Projekt Red, the developers of Cyberpunk 2077. So if you haven't heard about all the chaos going on, I'm not going to go into all of it. I just want to talk about some recent events from one of the co-founders of CD Projekt Red. They came out today. I believe it was today. Was it today? No, it was yesterday. They came out yesterday and they said, it's Marcin. I can't say his last name. I apologize. And I'm not even gonna try to. I'm gonna mess that all up. But yeah, he apologized for the state of Cyberpunk 2077 on consoles in a video. First off, that's just bad. And I want to state because it wasn't just bad on console. Like there was a lot of people who had it on PC and it worked fine, but it was still some bugs in there. There was still some issues. It wasn't a smooth sailing as he makes it out to be. But, I can give him a pass in the sense that like, you know what? It was much better on PC. But he talks about the console versions, about how they didn't meet the quality standards that they wanted them to meet. Makes sense. He said he and the entire leadership team are deeply sorry for this, and they basically want to take they want to take the blame, and they say, please don't fault any of our teams for what happened. We're good so far. We're good. Then I think the very next sentence or next two sentences, he blames the QA department. He's like, we were testing this stuff out and we didn't find anything. Anything wrong with, the versions. So he goes on to explain how the, PS4, PS, the PS4 version, Xbox One version, they withheld review codes. They sent out the PC ones because those were the best versions. He doesn't talk about why they didn't let people take video of their gameplay, even if they had the PC version. But he does talk about how they held on to PS4 and Xbox One and gave them out really, really late because they wanted to make sure that they had some patches go in to kind of fix the game. The problem is that the games were still broken, obviously. Everyone knows that. It was
Yeah.
pulled from Sony's digital store. That's how bad it was. I think the only other game that I heard that happening to was a couple of Ubisoft games, where they just pulled them from the store. One from Steam, and I think, yeah, two from Steam. And then Batman, like a Batman Arkham game was pulled. So it doesn't happen very often, is my point.
Yeah.
And so there's a big hoopla, you know, about that version. And so he goes on to explain that they didn't find the issues that everyone saw before they shipped the game. And
Okay.
I'm screaming BS. One, you threw your QA under the bus, because if they didn't find any of this stuff while playing this game, and I mean, it's ridiculous how bad the game is, like the
Right.
current state of the game.
Right.
To the, you know, because even earlier with, you know, we didn't talk about it here, but with the whole idea that they didn't have any warnings, you know, seizure-based warnings that kind of warn people about flashing lights.
Yeah, yeah.
Just typical, like, you should probably put this in your media type stuff they didn't have. And then, you know, the backlash that that created. But then, like, saying that you didn't know that there was any bugs, or saying that QA didn't know there was any bugs, is kind of weird when you had a conference call or in-house call talking about the game, and your employees were complaining that you downplayed a bunch of things that was happening. You told the investors that their, you know, crunch wasn't all that serious, even though a lot of media is picking up on it and people are speaking out about it. You also said that the game was complete and playable, but that wasn't true. And a lot of your own employees called you out on that, saying that we knew it was not playable and you shipped it anyways. He then goes on to talk about how these consoles, he keeps saying old consoles, and he's forgetting that he announced the game like roughly 8 years ago to be on these consoles. Like he
Yeah.
announced that this is coming to these consoles. It's not a next gen game. If anything, the next gen portion was added because it took so long to get the game out.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be coming from the for PC, Xbox One, and PS4. They said, you know what? If you buy it on these consoles, you'll get the next gen version for free, which means it was an add-on. It was an additional thing. It was initially meant for these consoles. So they keep saying that they're old. You're downplaying. What he's doing, not gonna go through the whole video, but what he's doing is downplaying and shifting blame. He first says that it's all on them, the leadership, and then quickly pivots to be like, hey, it's on QA, even though a lot of fans miss that. And then he goes to talk about how the consoles are old, how they didn't see all these issues, and no, you don't get to do that. This was a non-apology, and yeah, companies are notorious for that. Just
Yeah,
notorious for not apologizing for stuff.
not cool. Not cool. Like, seriously, not cool. Like I was saying earlier, offline on our sidecast. I was saying, like, you really have some nerve, A, but B, how is it that, like, that's real awesome talent that you can get on TV, you can get on your little apology cam, and you can get on there and start saying what you're gonna say, and within 30 seconds, I already know you're bullshitting. Like, I'm sorry,
Right.
that's talent. It's real talent because you put a lot of work or effort to call some people into a room to get you a nice little background and for somebody to write you some stupid stuff. And then you got on there and started saying it, and you actually looked like you were looking into the camera, like you memorized the joint.
Oh yeah, of
And I
course, of
was
course.
like, I feel like I'm being lied to. Oh, I know I'm being lied to. It took approximately, look at my watch, 32 seconds for me to figure that out.
And that's
That's 32 seconds too long.
facts. And then, because he doesn't talk about how there's a class action lawsuit against him by
Ha!
some of the investors, because they're
Thank
saying
you.
that the studio's management misled them based on the state of the game, about the state of the game before it released.
Which it did, definitely lied.
So you lied to investors, you lied to the fans, and you basically are lying now because you're saying that you didn't know it was unplayable. And investors feel like you did know, and they are suing you.
Maybe
Come on.
he's friends with Donald Trump.
You know what? I
I'm
can't
pretty
say
sure.
that. I can't say that. I was about to be like, you know what? But like, nah, I can't say that. I think it's unfortunate. I think what happened, or what I can assume, right? Because I don't know, I don't work there, but I assume that if you have a game that you take 8 years to make, that's gonna like you're bleeding money. You have to pay people to work. You have to pay for, advertising, marketing. You have to also pay for, I believe there's certain certifications you have to pay for to get them on certain consoles. There's things that you have to pay for constantly. And so you have investors to kind of help you, keep it moving until you ship, and then you make your money back. You can pay them, and then you can pay everybody else. And I think that the fact that they push it off so long that investors are like, yo, we're gonna stop funding this if you don't, stop delaying the game, which caused CD Projekt Red to make their developers crunch and work super long hours. And then when they found out that they weren't gonna hit the last deadline, they were like, just ship it. People have already paid for it through pre-orders. Just ship it and we'll fix it later, which did two things. One, you lied to everyone and got their money. And then two, you created more crunch because now people have to work overtime to fix the game and release patches and do the DLC stuff. Instead of working on the extra content that was going to be free later on, they got it. They now have to fix it. They have to fix the game. In the midst of all sorts of legal issues and drama that's going on, like you, this was a bad launch.
Really bad. And instead of being smart and scrapping it, I don't, sorry, I don't mean scrapping it, but instead of just telling the truth, it was just like, it was that Macbeth thing. I'm in blood to my whatever, so I might as well just, it's more tedious to go backward than it is to go forward. So let me just hold on to this lie. Let me dig my heels in the sand. I will die on this hill. Well, I won't because I refuse to die. That's why I keep lying. And yeah, I'm just gonna ride this wave until it crashes. Boom.
I
And then it
mean,
crashes. Like, I'm good.
well, with fans like they have, I can understand because they will defend them to the end. I've seen so many people like, I respect you for coming out. This was so difficult to to speak about it, and I know you were crying at night, just up late dreaming about this stuff, and you're so. I just felt how you were just like bleeding for us and pleading with us to be fans and to trust you with your next product. And I'm like, bruh, you know how easy this was? He had someone write this and then he read it to a camera. He doesn't have to speak to anybody directly.
There was no one in the room. He didn't have to look anybody in the eye.
Right. And like, he knows you're gonna accept it. Like, what? Like,
Yeah. Because
you're giving
what
him
else can
far
I
too
do?
much credit.
No, Mark pitchforks at his house? Like,
Right,
come
like,
on. Maybe
cause the
enough.
people that's gonna get like really harassed are gonna be the developers. It's not gonna be him.
No. That's
Yeah.
not. We're tired of it.
It's unfortunate, and it's I'm pretty sure it happens in other fields. I know in video games this happens a lot, where it's like, look, just ship it, and no one wants to ship a broken game. I'll just put that out there. But when you know it's broken, not being honest about it, forcing journalists to not, not show video of their gameplay, even on the PC version, just a whole lot of shady stuff. And there's some issues with us agreeing to those embargo or NDAs or whatever. But most of this is on you. And yeah, you weren't honest. And you weren't honest in this apology. This was a place where you could actually turn it around a little.
Yeah, I was.
And you just, you steered the ship into the rocks. Like, I don't understand. The lighthouse is right there, fam.
Totally. Literally, everybody was like, come into the light. That's all you had to do was just come into the light. And he was like, no, I think I'm going to follow this very dark path, kind of like Belle's dad did in Beauty and the Beast with, and then he
Yeah.
ended up at the castle. It's like, it was literally your fault, dude.
Yeah, facts. It was totally your fault. Man, so yeah, it's people, the smaller people, the people who are doing the most of the work, essentially aren't being treated well. And when anybody seemingly stands up for them, they also throw them right under the bus. Like that's been the theme for the most part. However, on a lighter note, I don't know if this is lighter, actually. This might be a worse note, at least on a
worse
personal level.
note of all.
Yeah, on a personal level, in terms of media consumption, yeah, Issa revealed that they have one more season left in Insecure.
I have so many words and so little words at the same time. Because, to be fair, remember when we were talking about last season on the cast and stuff? And first of all, I expressed this before that I was disappointed in season 4. But the
Right.
funny thing about it was that somebody else took my words on Twitter. They put what I was saying on the podcast, or how many times that we talked about this show, and put it on Twitter. And they said, so basically, they said what I don't want. First of all, people were like, well, we want our episode. That's what we're getting. Like, you owe us our episodes, 1 hour
Right.
episodes, the whole season. And it's like, it's not about to be no 10 minutes of content, like 10 minutes of story, 15 minutes of music video, and another 5, 10 minutes of shots of LA. Okay? Like, they're like, no more of this. And that's exactly how I felt, because I was saying that. I was like, every episode of season 4 was almost more like a music video or fashion show. Like, it was really good music and really good cinematography,
Right.
really good filmography, and that was really it. Like, the story didn't move forward very much. It was more situations in each
Yeah.
episode. And then that was really it. And there was only that one storyline that moved forward. But what did we get? Did we get 10 whole episodes? Did we get 12 episodes? I don't remember how many episodes we got. But
I think it was 10.
I think it was 10. And honestly, everything that happened in those 10 episodes could have happened in 4. Like,
Yeah.
the first season was content packed. Okay. The second season was content packed. Like, and they were very well done. The showrunner did a great job, but I felt like season 4 was just like, it was a throwaway season. It was just so, and a lot of, mind you, there was a lot of people who worked on it. They were extra people. Like, what's her name? What's her name from Scandal? She directed an episode, if not more than one.
Oh.
And yeah, like there were new directors, there were, just new people, more cast, more music, so more licensing, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot more. It was a lot of other stuff that was not just regular story content. And even though that some of the other stuff was fun and distracting, it wasn't what I come to the show to get all the
Yeah.
time. Other people were cool. They were just like, but I felt like that was a consensus. I felt a lot of people were saying the same thing, or like, dude, give us free, give us more.
Yeah, because it was, yeah, honestly, you could take like, some of the first episodes and a few of the last ones and just push them together, and that's it would have been a much stronger story.
Yeah.
Because it what it boiled down to, and we already spoiled it for everyone on the previous on a cast, a few casts ago, but what it kind of boiled down to didn't need that many. I think it could have been too many people in the kitchen. It could have been like, hey, we signed for this many, but we only have this amount of story. She did go to say that they always planned it to be only 5 seasons. So at the very
Yeah.
least, there was an ending in mind. I'm not, and I'm, and so maybe in retrospect, season 5 will make season 4 a little bit better. And that's not to say it was that the show just went bad. It's just that when you
Yeah.
have a show that's really, really good, an off season is extremely noticeable. Game of
Yeah,
Thrones.
exactly. Especially when you put that much money into it because it looked good.
Right. And so that said, I'm excited for season 5. They should start shooting pretty soon. But I'm also kind of sad that, that it's going to be the end. And that's obviously that's not the end of Issa Rae. She's going to have another show and another thing, and she's been doing extremely well. But I wanted more of this type of storytelling that she was delivering.
Yeah.
In Insecure. And granted, again, this is, I know she had signed on for 5, or at least she had written for 5, and then HBO had was like, they would renew each season based on, I guess, how it went.
Yeah.
And but she, you know, this it had the premise had started with I guess it was Awkward Black Girl on YouTube.
Yes, which is amazing.
Right. And so that's what is we kind of what we want. We want more of that. We want more of what she's been doing, and I guess a little less of season four. But if it wraps
Yeah.
up nice, I'm not mad at it either.
I won't be mad if it wraps up nice, as I thought the season four was supposed to be the last season. I did.
Oh.
I really did. Because I didn't think that she had said five. I thought she had said it was four, and I clearly was just mistaken. But I was certain that this was supposed to be the last season. And the way it started, I was like, oh, okay, and then as we get to episode four, where still nothing had happened. Like, you were four episodes in and we still have nothing.
Right.
Like, nothing has occurred. Nothing has done any. I was like, this can't be the last season, because if this is the last season, I'm gonna feel like I'm watching Lost. I'm
Right.
gonna be disappointed if this is the final season. That's why I was like, I'm really sure that we're gonna have to get some more episodes in here. We get to episode six and still nothing. So I was like, what? So what I want for season five, because I wrote a lot of things on Twitter, not a lot, just a few things on Twitter. Okay, I was very vocal on the fact that I rebuked that statement in the name of Black Jesus, and I was like, I put my not hashtag not today Satan, and then I put the meme of the lady from Get Out, the one
Yes.
who.
Oh, no. That's perfect. That is perfect.
Like, because I was not having it. And then the one person who had posted, obviously before me, was like, like, I am not ready to hear this information. Not when there's an insurrection in DC and we're in the midst of a parallelogram.
I saw that.
Because people are calling the pandemic a lot of things. I saw somebody else had posted parallelogram too and spelled it differently.
Oh
And
my gosh.
another person wrote Panera. We're in the middle of a Panera. And I was like, these people. So I was like, not a parallelogram. It's more like a panoramic pentagram.
There you
You
go.
know?
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah. I think a pentagram definitely is a better explanation, than a diamond parallelogram. But yeah, Twitter has gone sane, insane. In regards to this nonsense, people have stormed the Twitter Capitol, and all kinds of memes. They've got the meme of Dre crying from Black-ish. They've got like, throw this tweet in the dumpster. They got what's her face interviewing and crying. Like, they got everybody. Like, this person's like, I'm gonna be ex expecting 12-hour episodes with 3,000 likes. This person's like, this right here. I mean, there's so many things on Twitter right now. This person said, now this feels anti-Black. Like,
Yeah, Black Twitter is crazy.
God, Black Twitter is seriously what keeps people entertained. Twitter would be nothing without Black Twitter. Twitter
Fam, I'm telling you.
almost died. Remember when Twitter almost died?
Yeah, it was. Oh man, a lot of people were like, too soon, but I mean, hey, that's what happens. I mean, it's I knew there was gonna be a lot of funny tweets when I read it. But when you sent me that the parallelogram, I was dying. I was like, she and the way that they had the meme with the hands over her head, I was like, yo.
Yes, with Regina Carey.
Yes. I was like,
It's like
what?
the fire is there and she's got her hands over her head.
It's like, oh
They got
gosh.
what's her face? They got Kimberly Elise from Diary of a Mad Black Woman. And this woman is like, what the fuck are we supposed to do on Sundays after school? And they got the meeting where she's like, I don't have any place to go. You've done to us, Issa. That's how. Well, we didn't feel this bad after Diary Awkward Black Girl, because Opera Black Girl never finished,
Right.
right? Never really finished. Like, yeah, she gets with White Jay and like, you know, they're happy and stuff, but then that's it. I love White Jay. I miss White Jay. But like it doesn't finish. There's like nothing. It's just like, oh, new episodes coming, and then there's nothing. But then we get Insecure,
Right, so we were good. We were like, oh, okay,
right?
stepped it up, stepped it up.
It took some years, but it happened,
Right,
and
man.
then this monstrosity of amazingness that Insecure ends up being, and a whole new following, just people who are like, are you watching this show? And it's like, oh my God, I'm watching this show. And it was just like, I feel like it created this new camaraderie of blackness. I really,
Yeah.
really do. There was just like, especially with like young black women, just, and I shouldn't say like young, I mean my young, like, 45. And I'm like, women, like, just like, oh, let's go do these things, girls. Almost like how we used to be in our groups before in college, but now we're like old and grown and single and with jobs and responsibilities. But, it's like, oh, let's go do these things. Let's wear super long braids. Let's, wear 17 different colors and be unapologetically us. And so I really love the kind of like camaraderie that this show brought, and I think it's just an amazing project. I'm so happy it happened. I think it definitely made more creatives, more young black creatives and old black creatives, feel that they could do more because they were
Yeah.
being seen. And so now more black creatives are out there doing these web shows, doing these shorties, and even getting picked up by her,
Yeah.
being Issa Rae Productions. And so that it's just been an amazing run, and I'm really happy for her. So I really do hope that season five gives us what we need, because if it doesn't, Twitter will burn her and we'll have problems.
I mean, it's a testament to how good the show was with people,
Yeah.
so many people tweeting about it. And on the low, we also got to give HBO some props, give them their
Totally.
flowers, because they have been stepping up when it came to representation. As much as I applaud Netflix for some of the moves that they made concerning like for instance Dave Chappelle when he was having beef with another network because he's not getting paid for the Dave Chappelle show, and they end up taking it off. Smart move if they ever want to make money with him again. HBO did the same thing, but then also HBO has been greenlighting a lot of black-led, black-directed, black-produced shows. We talked about it a while back about how certain creatives were trying to partner with Netflix. I forgot who it was who had already created multiple shows that were successful. Wanted to do another show, and they were like, "We're not." They wouldn't give her a percentage of ownership, and so she went with HBO, and HBO was like, "You can have all that stuff," and she did extremely well. You know what I mean? And like, Issa getting this show, Issa Rae getting this show, and then the show of Lovecraft Country. Like, they're doing. And regardless of how you feel about the quality, I mean, we're not all going to agree on the quality of these shows, but it's the idea that they're given a chance, they're given a real budget, they're given multiple seasons. They're also giving ownership. Issa Rae is co-producing on that show. So, for people who don't know, I'll break it down to this: there's some ownership there. There's a lot of money there when you produce.
Lots
And so she's getting paid properly, and yeah, like I think it's dope that that's happening because other places aren't necessarily doing that,
of money. Right.
or if they are doing that, it's like, all right, cool, you can have a show, but it's gonna be a white producer, it's gonna be a white whatever. Like it's the fact that there's black writers and black directors, black producers all getting a
Black
shot over at
showrunners, black,
HBO.
what, like
Yeah.
everything is all black all day. Like,
I that is
black,
partially
black, black on black.
facts, like every black everything, like that's partially why my I keep renewing my subscription to HBO Max. It certainly wasn't for Wonder Woman.
Oh God, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Wonder Woman was trash, everybody.
Yes, we decided well, last episode we had a little some technical difficulties and we didn't get to talk about Wonder Woman. And honestly, we could kind of sum it up with it just wasn't good. It was after school special, but like really long and bad CGI and horrible fights. That kind of sums it up. Yeah.
It was terrible. It was dumb. It was like 2 hours too long, even though it was probably only 1 hour and 49 minutes.
No, it was 2 hours and some change.
Yeah, they deserve that. We need time back for that. They showed us all of the cool parts already in the previews. Like, there was nothing left from the previews. Everything that would have looked cool was in the previews. So
And
yeah, it
even
was trash.
that was kind of shaky. Like
Exactly.
to keep it a buck, like some of that was shaky. And the part with her, which I thought was corny, but I'm like, whatever. This is it's superheroes. All of this stuff is corny. But her lassoing lightning and swinging, I was like, okay, you know what? It's mad corny, but at least it'll end in a really big scene or something really cool. And it doesn't. She
No.
literally swings one way to go grab a suit that is utterly useful or useless when she gets to the
Utterly
final
useless.
fight. It was I
Like
was perplexed at how much of a waste of time that was.
what the hell was that? I really need to understand this for real. I need to understand why we spent so much time with her flying in the sky like she was Superman, okay? Like she was really trying to figure out how to position her body. Like they spent time showing her learn how to like put her arm in. What?
It is.
And then she goes and gets this suit, which honestly was a gold version of what's his face was wearing in Berserk. Okay, when he
Oh, yeah.
became an angel knight evil hawk thing, it was the gold version of that. And then she doesn't even wear it the whole, like, you're wearing it, you're literally wearing it to fight freaking Kristen Wiig, and then you're like, these wings are too heavy. What was the
Yeah,
point, woman?
that was just trash. Like, cause it's like her learning how to fly. If it was earlier in the film, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, it's there's some origin vibe here. This is how she learns how to fly. But it was like towards the end, where like the world is on fire,
Yes,
and you need to stop someone before he causes, even more destruction.
yeah.
And it's like, huh? It's a good time to learn how to fly. Like, yep,
Yeah, seriously.
this is dope.
Like the meme where the house is on fire and it's like everything is fine.
Yeah,
Everything is
like
fine.
this is cool, and then her swinging on the lightning, I guess the flying wasn't fast enough. And so
Right.
we swing on that and it was just like, fam, this all looks so bad. Her running, I'm look, we're gonna stop sending shots at Wonder Woman because we're not gonna go it we might think about possibly doing a cast about Wonder Woman, but I was not pleased with it. I thought the first one was way better
Yeah, it was.
and written better. And there was some good acting, there's some good stuff a little bit, but most of it was just bad. And I had, what's funny is that I reviewed it, like not review, but like I wrote, spoke about it on Twitter, and I was like, it's not that bad. And really what it was everyone was like trashing it so hard that I was like, you know what? It can't be that bad. So when I saw it, I had that like low expectation blinders on. And I was like, oh, it's not, an action film. But then after I started to think about it, like after the fact, I was like, yo,
This was trash.
this was like a really long way of saying very little. Like just.
Wasn't even done well. Like we just talked about Issa's show, like fourth season. This was a like they said very little in 10 episodes,
Yeah.
except Consuela getting knocked up. And mind you, I'm only calling her Consuela because somebody on Twitter. Consuela better not be pregnant by Lawrence. And I'm like, not Consuela. Consuela. Oh my God. They call her everything on Twitter. She has every name that's literally not her name. Every name that's not Condola. Okay.
Condola's a rough name, though. I'm not even gonna
I
hold you.
hate
Like,
her. call her Gondola.
Okay. That's what I was saying at one point. I was like, Galatians.
Galatians 43,
Oh,
13.
man.
Since
Yeah.
thou dost not have a very large forehead, and then put a fake braid on top of it and make a ponytail that makes your head look like a donkey's butt. Yeah. But
Man.
anywho,
So yeah, we
back
did
to
the point yeah, we like Issa's show. We didn't like Wonder Woman. And that's going back to HBO, it's one of the reasons why I keep subscribing. There's some other things on there. There's some films on there. There's some shows I'm interested in. 30 Coins looks pretty cool. But for the most part, it's been the black shows. Not gonna lie. As soon as Lovecraft Country came out, I was back on it. It didn't end the way I want it, but I was like, you know what? I'm gonna support it. And I liked majority of it. There was some questionable things, but I like majority of it. And yeah, I fam, just what? There's so many things to talk about that we don't have time for.
don't have time.
We might
I
have to
don't
do a
know when
review. Say that again.
I don't know when we're gonna do it because we like each episode has to be broken down.
Yeah, like we might have to do a series. Like, we're talking about this topic and we're gonna add another episode.
Yeah.
Because then we're also supposed to be talking about Attack on Titan too. We got to get back into to expressing
True.
how we feel about all these recent developments for
Yeah.
everyone. Because there's a lot
Yeah.
going on. There's a lot of content. And I gotta also, I know you don't, you're not, you're not rocking with it right now, but I gotta watch Cobra Kai. Like,
I swear I keep seeing people's Instagrams and stuff and tweets about Cobra Kai. It's all guys. It's
hey,
all guys.
look.
No, Cobra Kai. And I'm just like, I'm not, I haven't even tried, y'all. I haven't even tried.
Gotta do it. I'm gonna get you to watch at least two episodes.
Of the first season.
Did you like the Karate Kid films? Any of them?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid or whatever, I watched them. And I mean, of course, like I was definitely a Karate Kid fan when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then I didn't see like Karate Kid 3 or something until I was an adult of some sort. I don't know. And then I was just like, oh my God, these were the dudes in the soap operas. Like, these were effing ridiculous. And then, of course, the new Karate Kid with Will Smith's child,
Oh,
Jaden. But
Jaden.
I like that, but I never okay, the Karate Kid movie with the girl, I think I saw it and then I was like maybe like 15 minutes of it, and I'm like, this is a dumb movie, and I never I gave up.
It
But I
wasn't
love
good.
the Karate Kid with Jaden. Like I thought that it was effing awesome, and I will watch anything with Jackie Chan because I really like his legs.
Jackie Chan is amazing. Well, okay, not just because of his legs, but he's quite good at what he does.
Quite amazing, and I love Jackie Chan movies. I will literally watch any Jackie Chan movie. I have no problem. I love them. They're hilarious, and they're better when he shows his legs.
I'll leave
Really like
that. Yeah, I'll leave that to you. I like the punching and kicking though. Totally. Yeah. So yeah, that this has been our show. We had some topics that are, not all of them gel, but hey, it works. We wanted to talk
work.
about these things. These are recent happenings, and most of the recent happenings are, negative. So we wanted to get into something that we could talk about in terms of gaming, in terms of, some of the stuff that I do behind the scenes, and, stuff that we like to watch, whether it be Issa's show or Attack on Titan. Just relative stuff to us in a sense. But it worked. The rambling worked. You liked it. Stop fronting. You liked it.
Stop playing, y'all.
Yeah, like
Exactly.
you wouldn't be here if you didn't enjoy it. So there
Yeah,
you go. But yeah, that is our show for today. Feel free to subscribe if you're listening on YouTube. No, you have to be listening on YouTube. So yeah, please subscribe. We will be
sure.
coming to other platforms soon, so stay tuned for that. Whether it be Spotify, iTunes, whatever the case, we will be there. So that way you don't have to, watch something while you listen. You can just listen at your leisure. And we'll have like our feeds and all that good stuff, so you can, use whatever, app or phone or whatever the case may be. So, stay tuned for that. And we also have a lot to talk about. There's stuff that, like I said before, that doesn't make the cut, and but there's just a lot. Even going back to some of the things we missed from 2020 that are really cool to talk about. So
Yeah.
hopefully you stick around with us. Hopefully you enjoy. Please like and share. Those things help us out a lot. And there was something else I was going to say, and it just fell out of my brain.
Did it
So
have to do with video games, anime, or ESO?
well, I there's a ton of things I could talk about, but at the moment, there was one thing I wanted to hit on before we left, but I can't remember. It just fell out of my brain. So what I'll do is I'll let you talk and see if I can remember it.
Sure. So this is a part of the show where I talk about the same thing that I talk about every week, like thinking the brain tried to take over the world every week. It's the same thing, guys. And I'm just going to keep saying it because I can, and it's our show and we can say what we want. Just remember
Right.
that coronavirus is a real thing, and it's extremely important that you all wear your masks. And if you can get really good masks, like those 95 things, get them. Wear them. They work. Yeah, close the gaps. And your mask doesn't work when it's just sitting on your chin. It's another thing. Stay safe. Do your best if you're in the DC area to kind of try to stay away from the MAGA riots because, wow, that sounds
That's what
like
it
more
was. That's what it was. Sorry.
MAGA riots.
No, not that. Well, not specifically that. You reminded me though, Trump got impeached again.
Right?
That's on some freaking Chris Tucker Friday. Like, how the hell you get fired on your day off vibes?
I
Like,
know
that's
that how you get impeached twice, though.
yes. Like, how, son? And you still have your job, which is a whole nother story. But like, you got impeached twice? Like, two times? In
Twice.
one like term?
Term in one term, not even two terms. One term? You whack, yo.
How trash can you be? Like,
Like that kind of trash.
that's extra funky trash. Like, that's not even, I don't know
No,
what that is. You
that's
got
literally dumpster fire rolling down the street on its way around the sun and back again. I don't even know what to say. Like, who does this? I really want to say, who does this and where they do that at?
Because I don't want to go there. I don't. I do not
Nope.
want to visit. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
That's mediocre
So,
all the way around.
just
But yeah, you can
totally.
continue. I just wanted to say that, like, yes, he got impeached twice for anybody who
Twice.
didn't know that,
That means
and
two times.
that's the only thing that he has over any other president. You
Any
you've
other
been
president.
impeached twice. That you win that bronze medal for that. There you go.
There is definitely a trophy for that. And they look like two silver rings that are attached by a chain. And they have locks to them. Typically, they go around your wrist.
Yes,
That.
and they have ass backwards president written on them. So they're
Yeah.
special made for you, for where you're
Totally.
going. Well, where he
It's
like
for
hopefully
their hand
goes.
size. They're made for really small hands. So anywho, what I was saying was stay away from the MAGA riots. If you're in the DC area, you may want to, stay away from the MAGA riots, which sounds kind of like maggots, but MAGA riots. So stay away from those. Because they're not safe. And yeah, some MAGA rioters made their way down to, where I work. So let's try
Oh
to,
wow.
stay away from them. Yeah, it's not cool. But I also, in the midst of, me saying wear a mask because, the MAGA rioters don't, what I would also like for you guys to do is wash your hands.
Yep.
I would really appreciate it if you guys would wash your butts.
Yep.
And I would really appreciate it if you guys stayed safe. You weren't jerks. Hashtag don't be dicks.
Yes.
Hashtag be kind. Hashtag be more like Canadians. And that's pretty much it. We love Canada. We're going to end the show every week by saying we love Canada, by the way. But we do. We love Canada. We love all of our neighbors. And Yeah, that's our show, guys. So drop some notes in the comments about what you guys want to hear, what you want us to talk about. Hermione was quiet the whole time, guys. So
Solid.
unfortunately, we didn't get to hear her say hi or bye. She's real chill this week, maybe because I gave her some CBD. I may have had some too, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, so yeah, you guys are awesome, and I think you guys should all have a great night, and we're gonna have a great night, and that's it. Thanks for watching. Oh, wait. Well, yeah, watching. And thanks for listening. We love you. Stay safe. Bye-bye.